Christ Tompkins stood before this same crowd a little less than a year ago and told them to brace for a state budget driven by the very narrow political ideology of the governor, to balance state expenses against income and pay every resident a $3,000 dividend from the permanent fund. Except for the large dividend check, everything Christ Tompkins foretold came true. Draconian cuts to state ferries, the university system, the pioneer homes, and many government departments, and the wholesale elimination of other programs like statewide public broadcasting. At this most recent town hall meeting, Christ Tompkins tried to clear the smoke of all those budgetary fires and demonstrate that the governor's strategy was disingenuous.
It is basically mathematically impossible to balance the state of Alaska operating budget. Like, even if you have no regard to impacts on society for what those cuts will do, to balance the budget strictly through cuts and not using permanent fund revenues.
Christ Tompkins says that Governor Dunleavy's original budget, which provoked unprecedented concern even among Republican allies, would have only gone about halfway toward closing Alaska's deficit. He believes that Alaskans lost sight of this fact as they rallied to protect the programs most important to them.
It's really frustrating from my perspective that Alaska is being kind of torn apart based on a vision for the state that is so disingenuous and so mathematically impossible.
Although the legislature managed to restore what it considered to be a more equitable budget, the governor further antagonized people by using his veto power to undo some of that work. The vetoes prompted a backlash, and opponents of the governor mounted a recall campaign that collected far more signatures than needed at an unprecedented rate. Christ Tompkins said that the recall effort has made a difference.
I would say that the existence of the recall process was an incredibly powerful political behavior modification tool, and that it has the strong potential to continue to be that.
Governor Dunleavy has since replaced his chief of staff, Tuckerman Babcock, with former state senator Ben Stevens, son of former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. The governor also dismissed the director of the State Office of Management and Budget, Donna Ardoin, who implemented his budget strategy. But Christ Tompkins' optimism doesn't go much further. He's especially worried that the governor again will turn his sights on the state education budget.
It is on the table. It is like, you know, like a big hunk of meat and there's a butcher's knife. And like, in terms of budget cuts, it's like very, very, very relevant. And I think like we all should know that and be ready. K-12 education funding in Alaska, the BSA formula, it's like $1.28 billion or so. The state's operating budget right now is $4.1 billion after the legislature's budget cuts and after the line item vetoes. So it's like a big chunk of the operating budget. And remember, last year, the governor proposed cutting K-12 education by 25%. He couldn't do it because we forward funded. But that aura of protection is gone now. This coming fiscal year, there's no protection. Every dollar of that $1.28 billion is vetoable.
Christ Tompkins last year introduced a bill that would change the threshold to override a governor's veto from a three-quarters majority of the legislature to two-thirds, but the bill has yet to get any traction. He suggested that the framers of the Alaska Constitution intentionally balanced the extraordinary veto power of Alaska's governor with the extraordinary power of the state's citizens to recall him.
That thing is for real. It is an existential threat to this governor. And I can speak to that process because I think it is relevant politically. Like, this governor may not be the governor 12 months from the moment I'm speaking. And he recognizes that.
Christ Tompkins told the crowd that much more would be known about the governor's intentions toward education when he released his preliminary budget in December. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.